l-intisimaw l-SBS bil-Malti.
Il-gvernijiet madwar l-Awstralja qegħdin komplu bil-mod il-mod inaqsu mill-miżuri tar-restrizzjonijiet rigward COVID-19 bin-numru ta' każijiet ġodda jkompli jonqos fit-trasmissjoni tal-virus fost il-komunitajiet. Għalkemm xorta jibqgħu mxijiet żgħar l-hawn u l-hemm, waħda tirriżulta fl-eluq ta' skola għal 15 u oħra fil-posponiment tal-logħba tar-rugby, l-awtoritajiet tas-saħħa fl-Awstralja jinsabu konfidenti li għandhom kontroll tajjeb tagħhom. Intant l-aħħar ftit każijiet ġodda tal-coronavirus huma kollha jew fi New South Wales jew Victoria. Il-fans tal-sports fl-Awstralja għadhom kif xedu fit-tmiem il-ġimgħa li għadda dak li bosta ħasbu ma kinux se jerġgħu jaraw għal din is-sena, jiġifieri folol għalkemm żgħar u mferxa tajjeb li jirritornaw lejn l-stadiums tal-avvenimenti sportivi. In-numru żgħar ta' supporters fl-stadiums juri eżattament dak li l-pajjiż Awstraljan irnexxielu jikseb fil-kontroll tal-imxija tal-coronavirus. U fil-waqt li l-Awstralja tkompli bil-ħidma tagħha f'dan il-qasam, iktar u iktar nies se jkunu permessi jattendu stadiums waqt li l-protokolli rilevanti jerġgħu jiġu fis-seħħ wara d-diversi sospensjonijiet tagħhom ikkawżati mill-pandemija tal-coronavirus. Mill-ewwel tal-Lulju li ġej fi New South Wales dawk il-postijiet li fihom isiru avvenimenti kulturali u sportivi b'kapaċitajiet ta' 40,000 persuna se jkunu permessi jdaħlu kwart tal-kapaċità tal-persuni tagħhom. L-istat ta' New South Wales ħabbar ukoll li se jelimina il-limitu ta' 50 persuna fil-kafejiet, ristoranti u knejjes. Intant il-Premier ta' New South Wales Gladys Berejiklian tajt li r-regola ta' persuna għal kull 4 metri kwadri se tibqa' ikunx ikun il-post.
This will only work, this will only succeed if people stick by the rules. And I'm so grateful that 99.9% of the population has been absolutely fantastic during this process. It's because the community has come together and stuck together that we've been able to get to where we are, and we really need this to continue. I don't want to see us go backwards. I don't want to see us have to pull back on anything that we've eased.
Istqarrijiet simili saru mill-Premier ta' Victoria Daniel Andrews meta ħabbar tnaqqis ġdid fil-miżuri fl-istat tiegħu. Fil-fatt mill-ġimgħa d-dieħla il-pubs, clubs, ristoranti, galleriji tal-arti u libreriji se jkunu jistgħu jħallu jidħlu 50 persuna. Dawn jinkludu wkoll ċinema, is-swali tal-kunċerti u t-teatri. Il-gyms se jitħallew jinfetħu wkoll u timijiet tal-sports tat-tfal jistgħu jerġgħu jibdew it-training u jagħmlu wkoll kuntatt waqt it-training. Il-Premier Daniel Andrews jgħid li l-imxija tal-coronavirus probabbli se tippersisti iżda l-awtoritajiet tas-saħħa pubblika huma preparati tajjeb biex jaġixxu.
That's why the public health team, more than 1,000 strong, has an outbreak team within it. An outbreak response team that really works so very hard where there is an outbreak to test, to trace and to contain that, and that only works if people come forward and get tested. Thank you to every Victorian for the contribution you have made and continue to make. That's why we have numbers that are the envy of the world, and we've avoided so many of those terrible scenes that are not over, and they're very difficult scenes to watch. They are very, very difficult. We have avoided that. We have to avoid a second wave.
Il-Ministru għas-saħħa ta' Victoria, Jenny Mikakos, tajt li l-istat issa diġa għamel iktar minn 600,000 test tal-coronavirus b'ħidma ġdida diretta għaż-żoni reġjonali.
If in fact Victoria were a nation, we would be receiving a bronze medal because we've moved up in our ranking and we're now third in terms of our per capita testing rates. So our per capita testing rate as of this week is now 8,913 tests per 100,000 Victorians.
Mill-każijiet il-ġodda l-instabu bil-coronavirus Victoria, tlieta minnhom kienu vjaġġaturi li rritornaw lura u jinsabu fi kwarantina. Każ ieħor instab waqt it-testjar ġenerali u ħames każijiet oħra kienu marbuta ma' żewġ imxijiet żgħar oħra. Fi New South Wales, fejn l-istat irrapporta numru simili ta' każijiet ġodda, il-kap uffiċjali tas-saħħa Dr. Kerry Chant qalet li 8 mill-każijiet huma persuni li rritornaw lura minn barra u li jinsabu fi kwarantina.
The ninth case is a teacher at the Laguna Street Public School in Caringbah. And the school has been closed and will remain closed, and the transition to online learning for a period of 2 weeks. Investigations are underway and ongoing into the source of infection for that teacher, and there is also uncertainty about her exact time of infectiousness, hence the precautionary approach.
L-eluq ta' din l-iskola fetwa wkoll it-tim ta' National Rugby League u lill-player Aidan Tolman ta' Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs. Dan minħabba li wieħed mit-tfal ta' Tolman jattendi skola f'Sutherlandshire li se tibqa' magħluqa sal-24 ta' Ġunju wara li impjegat tal-iskola ttestja fil-pożittiv għall-coronavirus. Tolman ġiet testjat u nstab mhux infettat, iżda dan l-inċident ikkawża il-posponiment tal-logħba tal-Bulldogs kontra is-Sydney Roosters nhar il-ħadd li għadda għall-bieraħ filgħaxija. Intant fl-istat ta' Queensland, is-suċċess tal-istat fil-konfront tal-imxija tal-coronavirus fetaħ it-triq għall-ammont kbir ta' operazzjonijiet elettivi li kienu qegħdin fuq listi ta' stennija. Il-Ministru għas-Saħħa fl-istat, Stephen Miles, jgħid li kwart ta' biljun dollaru f'fondi se jiksbu iktar minn 30,000 operazzjoni.
Effectively clearing that long wait list. In other parts of the world, they are still unable to do elective surgery because their hospitals are full to the brim with COVID patients. We never got there. We've been incredibly fortunate. We've all worked incredibly hard. And with these additional funds, we can support our hardworking doctors and nurses and our other health staff to do what they want to do what they do best, deliver healthcare for Queenslanders.
Intant waqt li r-restrizzjonijiet fl-Awstralja qegħdin jeħfifu l-Gvern Federali jiċħad rapporti ta' tneħħija ta' miżuri fil-konfront ta' vjaġġaturi kummerċjali minn barra l-Awstralja. Skont il-Kap Uffiċjali tan-Nursing u Wiebel Alison McMillan, kważi nofs il-każijiet ġodda ta' coronavirus fl-aħħar ġimgħa ġew minn barra.
While we're constantly reviewing the travel restrictions and the quarantine requirements for overseas travellers, there is no plans at this time to change the requirements for international business travel to Australia. The travel restrictions remain in place.
Ġi diskuss ukoll ritorn tal-istudenti internazzjonali għalkemm ma ġiet stabbilita l-ebda data għar-ritorn tagħhom fl-iskejjel u universitajiet Awstraljani.
Segwi l-SBS bil-Malti fuq Facebook, għamel like, ixxerja, ikkummenta.